1980, and what you're hearing right then, Helen Miller and Lean On Me, one of her favorite songs, and I am starting to really enjoy that song myself. Now it is that time. It is 12:30, and it's time for the San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center with founder and director Deborah Newton. And here they are without further delay, Deborah Newton and the San Antonio Door of Hope.
Hello and good afternoon, radio listeners. You are tuned in to San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center radio broadcast. And I am Deborah Newton, the founder of San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center. And here with me I have is Cheryl Adams. Please join us every Saturday afternoon right here on Gospel 1480 and 92.1 FM from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Before we open up with prayer, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Gospel 1480 for the privilege and honor of being able to minister to the multitude, as well as thanking Linda Lee of Moms and Them Entertainment, who is a sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and supporters. God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry by monetary offerings or with a word of encouragement, you can contact us at San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, 78202. Our phone number is 210-227-4522. Now, it is now time for us to prepare for the 2017th A Love Fest with Jesus. The Lord is inviting you to come spend the weekend in His presence. The theme is joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 35. The retreat will be Friday and Saturday, August the 4th and 5th, 2017. Now, for more information, please contact Pastor Ava Fulmer. Phone number 210-918-0905 or Cynthia Hornsby, phone number 210-286-9636. Now it is time for us to pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being such a wonderful and awesome God. Father, you are great and awesome. You who keep your covenants and your mercy with those who you love and who love you. And with those who keep your commandment, Heavenly Father, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled. We have compromised even by departing from your precepts and your judgment. Father, we have sinned by removing ourselves from your assignment. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for our sins and bring us back in right standing before you. Lord God, you come in. You are the King of glory. And we pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. King of glory, we open up our gates. We open up our heart to you right now. We open up the gates of San Antonio. We open up the gates to you, the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are invincible in battle. Yes, we open up wide the gates and the gates of the city of San Antonio, and we ask you, come in, King of glory. We ask that you keep our hearts, that it does not harden, that you keep our minds and our understanding to not become darkened, and that you keep our emotions, that we do not become impending through jaded perceptions or by taking your glory for granted. Father, release your angelic army to fight for and defend your church today. Yes. Father, send forth your angels to minister to your people, that there will be radical salvation as the ministry goes forth, as the teaching goes forth, as the preaching goes forth. God, that the salvations and healings and deliverance among the people, so that we may all walk in a greater purity and single-minded devotion unto you. Let our leaders praise you, Lord God, the leaders of San Antonio. Let our presidential leaders better praise you, Lord God. Let their face be set upon you, Lord God. The Bible says that the heart of the king is in your hand, God. Turn their hearts to the way that you would have them to go, Lord. And give them not to lean to their own understanding, but just trust you. Just trust you in all of their ways, God. And acknowledge you, dear God. That's according to your word. And Father, we pray for Israel. that the people that are not saved, we pray for salvation and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, Father, we pray for Vishal as she comes forth. I pray your fresh outpouring of your spirit, Lord God, to come upon her. Lord, let the words that come out of her mouth be like the stone in David's hand. God, that the giants will be slain in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that the hearts will be softened in the name of Jesus, that the word of God that will go forth will be just as you said your word is. It is sharp and piercing in the name of Jesus. So bless her today, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come before your presence to be used by you, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, and happy Mother's Day to those tomorrow. Hope you have a blessed day on Mother's Day as well. I just want to take a few minutes today to talk to you about keys of the kingdom. Amen. If you would look at Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 18th verse, and it reads as this. It says, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, who was Jesus talking to? Let's go back before that verse. Before he was saying that, he was talking to his disciples, and he was asking the disciples about himself, about who the people say that he was. Mm-hmm. And he was specifically talking to Peter, because Peter answered him. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied to Peter. He said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but mm-hmm. it was revealed by the Holy Spirit, if you allow me to paraphrase this. He said, because of the revelation of who you say that I am upon this rock. He said, I'm gonna build my church.
Yeah.
He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, but then he goes on to say this. He said, I will give to you keys of the kingdom of heaven. He said, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and mm-hmm. whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. When we look at the Greek word for binding, mm-hmm. it means to lock. Mm. When you look at the Greek word for loose, it means to unlock. So he said, I'm giving you the keys. I'm giving you the keys
yeah.
of the kingdom to lock up some things that need to be locked up
mm-hmm.
and to unlock some things that need to be loose and unlocked. Have you ever found a key around your house?
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't remember what that key went to. You couldn't remember what door that key unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that key is useless. Because see, although you have the key in your possession, you have that key in your possession, mm-hmm. but because you don't know what it accesses, it's useless to you.
That's right.
Because you can't get access
That's
to
right.
it. Amen. But he said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. What keys? What keys? What keys? Time would not even permit for me to reveal all the keys that God has placed in the scriptures, in the gospel of the books. But if you allow me just a moment this afternoon to just share a few of the keys with you. The first key I want to talk about is the kingdom gives us power over our circumstances. See, the reason a lot of us pursue religion is because we're looking for power over our circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for that promise. They said that everything's going to be all right. Just come to the altar. We're looking for control of our circumstances. We're looking for some type of explanation on how we can overcome our situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
See, when Jesus walked with his disciples, the disciples saw him changed the circumstances of many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he was walking with them, the disciples saw him heal the sick.
Mm-hmm.
They saw him raise the dead. They saw him open the eyes of the blind. They saw him feed multitudes of people with just a small lunch. They saw him pay a debt with the mouth of a fish,
mm-hmm.
from the mouth of a fish. They saw all these circumstances that Jesus was able to change. And it was brought before the disciples. They saw these changes. They saw these circumstances change with the power and authority that was given to him mm-hmm. through God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And see, now that Jesus is gone to be with the Father and sitting on the right hand, he now gives us access to the Father through him.
Yes.
John 14 and 12 says it this way. He said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He said he will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father mm-hmm. and I will do whatever you ask me in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So he left That's us so word. That we can bring glory to the Father. He said, I'm going to give you keys and access to do greater things than I've done so that I may bring glory to my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all hear me say so many times when I talk about my testimony, I say, God, if you're going to bring me through this, let it be for your glory. Hallelujah. And that's why we come. We bring evidence. We be witness of the Father so we can show his glory. The situations and the problems is so that his glory can be revealed.
Amen.
So he don't want us to sit in our circumstance mm-hmm. and just waddle in our troubles. Deborah, he wants us to get up and take control of our circumstance and give the glory to the Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. He wants us to present his promise that he has given us to take charge over our circumstances according to his will. I can remember a couple of weeks ago, I was at home and I started feeling some symptoms of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You remember I told you
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not even knowing that previous weeks that some of my other family members had had the flu for weeks. And I learned this as I began to get these symptoms. I said, Lord, I don't have time to be sick for no week with the flu. So I took some keys that I remember that the Lord gave us. And I laid, Deborah, I laid prostrate on the floor before the great and mighty king. And I represented his word back to him. I said, Father, based on the covenant you gave Abraham, and I am an heir of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
You said, if I would contend to your word
mm-hmm.
and keep your commands,
mm-hmm.
that you would not put any of the diseases that you had placed on the Egyptian because you are the Lord God, my healer.
Yeah.
Oh God, so I'm petitioning the throne of grace. And I'm saying, Father, because of your word, I am healed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that's what I done. And the next day I got up and went on my way. Flu could not keep me bound for a week because of the authority and the power to change that circumstances through the will and the promise of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Listen to me, San Antonio, we have the keys. He said, I give them to you. Not to the kingdom. He said, of. I give you keys of the kingdom. Learn of me. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. He said he won't do this, that he will do this. We can change our circumstances with the keys that he's given us. The second key I want to talk to you about is the key of authority. Amen. If we would look at Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 5th verse, it reads this way. It said, Jesus had entered into Capernaum. And a centurion came to him asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lord, my servant is at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I'll go heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve that you have come to under my roof, but say the word only. I added only. Say the word and my servant will be healed, for I myself am a man under authority. With this soldier, I tell him to go, and he goes. With this one, I tell him to come, and he comes. This one, I tell him to do that, and he does it. See, the centurion soldier, he understood the power of authority. See, here it is. Caesar is way over in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
This soldier's in Palestine,
mm-hmm.
thousands of miles away. But because of the relationship that he had with Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
He could just speak the word. He'd speak to the soldiers and they would not hear that soldier speaking, but it was as if the voice of Caesar was given the command because mm-hmm. of the authority that he was under with Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he understood authority. He understood that because Jesus could just speak the word, it would be as if the Father was himself was speaking that word and the authority would
That's
go
it.
Forth.
Mm-hmm.
Could y'all ever remember I think I asked you this before, Sister Deborah, when you was a child. I can remember. I'm the youngest of four. And we would go outside and play with our siblings. And then because I'm the baby, my big brother or my sister might take something that belongs to me, might take my toy away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, give that back to me. And they're like, no. I said, no, give me my toy back. And they'll tell me, no. And so I'll go inside and I'll tell Daddy. And then I'll come back. Daddy didn't come. I came back outside and say, Daddy said, you have to give me my toy. And guess what? They give it to me immediately. Same instructions.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have the authority of the daddy. I have the authority of the father behind it. And they responded to it.
See,
when we go forth with the key of authority, knowing that we have the power of God's word with us, we can walk and unlock some things, and we can lose some things that God has given us the authority to do. Oh, change your circumstances with the key. Oh, have the key of authority to go forth in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The third key that I want to talk about is knowing who's doing the fighting.
Mm.
We have to understand and know who is doing the fighting. See, every kingdom has an army. The army in the kingdom of God is the angels.
Mm-hmm.
See, we as citizens, we don't do the fighting. We are not the ones that do the fighting. It's our fight is not against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
But we want to keep fighting. We want to try and do everything ourselves and try and win the fight. The word says that he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. But we want to fight ourselves. The angels get upset with us because they can't do their job. Because we're trying to do it. See, when you join the U.S. Army, my son was in the Army. When you join the Army, you are the one now, because you're in the Army, the one doing the fighting,
mm-hmm,
and doing the protecting,
mm-hmm,
and not the one being protected anymore.
Because
mm-hmm when you join the Army, one thing you have to give up is you're no longer a civilian.
Mm-hmm.
You're now there to protect the citizens. But that's not the position that God called us in this earth. He doesn't want us to do the fighting for us. He said, so we sit there and try and fight. That's why we're there talking about, I'm fighting for my health. Oh, I'm fighting to keep these bills paid. I'm fighting to get out of this situation. I'm fighting the devil down. No. He said, I gave my angels charge over thee. That means they are responsible to keep us in all. They didn't say some of the ways. Say, you take care of the bills and I'll do that. No, he said, they gave them the angels charge to keep you in all of your ways. So we don't have to go through this struggle. If we look at 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, the 15th verse, it says, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who lives in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army. For the battle is not yours.
Mm.
It's the Lord's. It belongs to God. He said the battle is not yours.
Yes.
Oh, the key is to know who's doing the fighting.
Yes.
Daniel had a problem over in Persia.
Mm-hmm.
See, because we have a right as a U.S. citizen. And when we have a problem, we can pick up the phone and dial 911.
Mm-hmm.
And the law enforcement, they have to come.
Mm-hmm.
We have that much authority. We can pick up the phone and the law enforcement, they have to come. And if it's a real emergency, they won't only come, Sister Deborah. They'll put the sirens on the top of the car,
mm-hmm,
and to move everybody out of the way so they can get to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Move everybody out of the way. So I can imagine in my mind when Daniel had that problem and he picked up the phone and he called on the Lord. Oh my God. And said, I had a problem down here in Persia. The angels left their headquarters. Oh, they put the sirens on and they began to come to help Daniel. But there was a traffic jam of demons standing in the way. So you know what the angels did? They called on, the archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
The fighting and warring angel to clear the path, to clear the way. Daniel did not fight. He waited. 21 days. He didn't say, I'm going to have to do this fight because they're not coming. He trusted, he waited, and believed. It took 21 days for the angel to get there, but all he did was continue to petition the Lord, and the Lord began to summon his angels and send them to go forth to help Daniel. He said, 21 days, I'm going to wait because it's going to come through. I know that the Lord's going to do what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
And when the angel showed up, he told him, I have come, Daniel, because of your words. Mm. He said, I've come because of your words. The angels excel in strength and do the commands at the voice of the word of God. He said, the day you prayed is when heaven released me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The day he prayed, that is when heaven released him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. But he said, had to send his warring and ministering angels to fight through, to get to and help Daniel. So we don't give up. If you're waiting on something, my sister, my brother out there, don't give up. Keep on believing because there's an angel on the way. Mm. Know who's doing the fighting. When Joshua had a problem, he saw a man there with his sword drawn. Mm-hmm. It was an angel. And he asked the angel, are you here for us? Or are you there with the enemy? And in Joshua 5:13, he said, the angel replied, he said, with neither. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. He saw Joshua. He said, I'm not with neither. I've come because of the commander of the army is why I've come. My God, Psalms 120, I quoted it before. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength to do the commands, hearkening unto the voice of the word of God. Thank you, Father. Jesus said, I will give you keys of the kingdom of heaven. He said, I'll give you keys of the kingdom of heaven. So my sister, my brother, access the power over your circumstances. Oh, access the keys of authority. Know who is doing the fighting for you. You say, how do I access these keys, Sister Vashero? How do I get them? Oh, through prayer to a great and mighty king. Oh, you access it through praise and worship to a mighty and wonderful Savior. Through worshiping and spending intimate time with the great God of glory. By calling on the name of Jesus and using the great and mighty power and authority of the name of Jesus,
yes,
is how we have access. Mm-hmm. Philippians 2 and 9 says, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is more powerful. Oh, when you call on the name of Jesus, your circumstances must bow. When you call on the name of Jesus, your problems must bow. When you call on the name of Jesus, sickness must bow. Every knee shall bow. His word says in Matthew 6, it says, don't worry about what you should eat and what you should wear, or what you should drink, or what you should wear. Don't worry about all these things. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. He said, and his righteousness. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added. Psalms 55:22 says, cast all your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Father. We serve a great and mighty God, a loving and caring God who loves us so much that he sent his son to bring back a government system that we allow us dominion, authority, and power on this earth. The prophet Isaiah said it in the 9th chapter. He said, unto us a child is born.
Yeah.
And unto us a son is given. But then he said, and the government will be on his shoulder. The government system. He brought back the kingdom of God. And he said, I will give you the keys of this kingdom so that you will have the power to access heaven and unlock the promises that God has given us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord, somebody, for access to the King. As I close, I turn it over to Sister Deborah and let us close us out. Hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Hey, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. Right now, I want to pray for the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. I want to pray for the mothers that are troubled because of their children, maybe out there in the street, caught up in trouble. Their children may be separated from them. I want to pray for you. The Proverbs 11:21 says, "The seed of the righteous shall be delivered." That is one of the keys of the kingdom. That's the word of God. You hear me? Your child may be out there in trouble, messing around with trouble, but God says, according to his word, Proverbs 11:21, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. I want to pray for that one or that lady, that precious woman who has lost a child. And I'm not saying in any specific way, but that child has gone, passed on. I pray for you. I want to pray for the one who has aborted a child and that has shame and guilt and condemnation upon them. Jesus bore it all upon him. So receive his forgiveness. Father, right now, I lift up the mothers today. And I thank you for the privilege and honor of giving us the assignment to be a mother. I thank you for your grace, dear God, to be able to raise the children in the fear and admonition of you. And Father, if we fell short, when we've fallen short, because I had fallen short of raising up the child in the way you would have it to go, we thank you, dear God, that you, God, are a good God. You're a merciful and sovereign God. And that you will take control if we just ask you. I thank you, precious Father. Right now, I speak the peace of God, surpassing all understanding, to rest, rule, and abide in every single mother's heart today and tomorrow. Yes. I speak peace be still in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray that each and every mother will have a blessed day. I pray your joy will just rise up within us. I pray that your joy will surround us, dear God. Oh, Lord God, and I ask that you send forth your ministering angels to those mothers that are sobbing. And God, may your joy be rained upon them. Now, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we thank you for this day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Did you have anything else to share, Ms. Cheryl?
Amen. Just remember, we have the power and authority. We have access. He's given it to us in the book of Matthew. He told us, I give you these keys. Whatever you bind on earth, it'll be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, it shall be loose in heaven. So we praise God for the access he's given us and the power and authority that he's given us through Jesus Christ. Happy Mother's Day again to each and every one of you mothers. Have a blessed and wonderful day tomorrow as we celebrate you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, amen.